live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number, what are we now? 309. We're back in the saddle, and we've got football. Football is here. Football is back. We've got a Hall of Fame game tonight. Caleb Williams and the Bears against Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud. Football is back. Weather is back. NBA news and notes continue to swirl. We got the Olympics. Team USA is back. Gold medals all over the place, whether it be the gymnastics with Simone Biles and the team and the individual championships, or whether it be USA men's ball, women's ball, a little bit of a struggle. Not Caitlin Clark, just going to say it. But, yeah, we've got a hell of a show tonight. Myself, Jonathan Birdsong, we're going to catch up on the last week in the sports world. It's been a little bit of time, but I can't start the show without my guy, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you? Welcome back.
It's good to be back, man, on a Thursday night, man. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, in the Circle City, just some of this rain to clear out and it's overcast. I know it's a little later on in the evening, but, man, thunderstorms came right here rolling, man, kind of turned a good day into, you know what I'm saying?
Shut down the whole east side.
For a little bit, right?
Yeah, I thought the interstate was shut down over there, so.
Yeah, but, like, no, man, it's good to be on the cast tonight, man. I know they say the summer months is supposed to be when it's supposed to be slower, man, but with the Olympics and – you know, and you know, coming out of summer league and with training camp kind of starting, man, like, dude, this is not slow at all, man. But, like, so where you want to start it tonight?
Let's dive right into National Football League, John. Tonight we've got the Hall of Fame game, Bears, Texans. Caleb Williams not going to play, but I'm watching him warm up. I guess the Texans, C.J. Stroud, John. I'm just glad to have football back. We got college going to be starting up a couple weeks. Training camps are going on. We've got scuffles and fights everywhere going on, whether it be the Colts with their fighting going on. The Steelers had their scuffles. There's been some scuffles everywhere. But, yeah, man, excited. I want to talk to this Bears team, man. I don't want to piss off all the Bears fans early. I want to ease into them this year. Ease into them this season. And we go from there with them. I kind of looked at the Bears' schedule this year, John. I don't looking at the way the schedule's set up for them, I've got them going 10-7. And I didn't second guess them, anything.
You really think got them on the positive? That's not pissing nobody off. I think that would – They would like that.
Well, now that'd be true, but I had a few Bears fans chirping me that they were predicting 12-13 win season. I said, now hold on.
That kid,
not even second best
good.
In your division.
Right. That kid's good. Right. Man, come on now. They just gave Jordan Love $55 million reasons for a reason, right? You know what I'm saying? And he still got the Detroit Lions.
Right.
Thinking they can sniff a Super Bowl so long as they can get past San Francisco. The Bears are still – this quarterback's still pretty much under evaluation, Brandon, I would say. You know, yes, number one overall, yes. You know what I'm saying? His training camp, for the most part, from my notes, you know what I'm saying, my sources, like, dude, it hasn't been a nightmare or anything.
Right.
Not like our homies down there in Jacksonville, which is Trevor Lawrence, which is concerning. You know what I'm saying? The amount of, you know what I'm saying, ineptitude. They Trevor Lawrence don't look good, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Going into training, they said they ain't worried, but that's, you know what I'm saying. Like, you gotta be concerned, man. This is his fourth year, but man, and we'll get to Jacksonville in a little bit, but like, no, man, you have to still think that though the defense is pretty rock solid. You know what I'm saying? And they've added to it. You know what I'm saying? In the past 2-3 seasons, either in free agency or either through the draft, right? Their quarterback still is a question mark, man. I ain't, Brandon, I still ain't forgot about the Notre Dame game. And that's Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? That was back, you know what I'm saying, back in during the college football season. So, you know, I don't know how you can jump up, you know what I'm saying, put your Chicago Bears put themselves in anything that considers 12 wins, 13 wins. I don't see that. I don't see how they calculate that.
My question to you, John, I was reading through the NFL rule book today. John, they've killed the onside kicks. Absolutely have killed it. Now, I don't know if you've seen the new rule or you've heard it today.
No, what is it?
Huh. For an onside kick now, John, here's your rule. You have to declare your intention to kick an onside kick. It can only happen in the fourth quarter and only from the trailing team. So no more onside kicks. It's you have to say, hey, we're going to onside kick. We need to be the fourth quarter. You can't do no halftime or start in the second half or third quarter. And
right.
You can only do it if you're trailing. Now, if that don't sound like some Pee Wee football shit.
Brandon, is that too much of a risk factor for Vegas? Is that why? I don't understand. Why would they take that away? That's like the unpredictable play that you can make.
I have no idea why they've added this rule in.
Yeah, that's a bad rule. I don't know if the network need to go to commercial or that fools with, you know what I'm saying, them, how many commercials they can get in an hour if a team potentially kick an onside kick. But, like, no, man, that's kind of what makes, you know what I'm saying, football kind of spicy.
Right? It does. 100%. Yeah. It's,
they
nuts.
Go ahead, Brent.
Well, and, you know, their kickoff. Obviously, the kickoff. Let's get paid, B Reef. That's right. Let's go. Thanks, Scott K. Nichols, our insurance sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, on the show, watching us as well. Thank you, Scott, as always. But no, John, the new kickoff rule where you're going to have to now the kicker's going to be at the 35-yard line still, but the players are going to start at the 40. The return team's only going to have 9 blockers on their own 30 to 35, and then the one or two returners can be inside the 20. The coverage players can't block until the ball is touched.
Right.
So it's going to be a landing zone now. I don't know. Between that, we're going to see so many penalties with the hip drop tackle. You know, people are trying to get rid of that because of the injuries and all that mess. And you take away that, and now I do like the fact that the expired game clocks can be reviewed. I feel like that was something that always should have been happening, no matter what. No more cheap motions, another one. The 49ers and the Dolphins recently have been using to they get a player running horizontally in motion, then they take off upfield in the snap. It was hard to defend a player who's already been running at full speed, so they've banned that now. No cheat motion, they're calling it. But, yeah, John, no more onside kicks. That's going to be a surprise. It's, excuse me, we're going to onside kick here because we're down in the fourth quarter. Just letting you guys know so you guys can be ready, so there's no freaking chance for us to come back in the game. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Dumbest.
Well, the second dumbest is like you saying they're streamlined. They're trying to make it more predictable, I guess. I don't know. You can't be talking about making it more safer. These things, the things that they're taking out doesn't necessarily make it more safer. And then, you know what I'm saying? We all know they're trying to jack up the games anyway. They're trying to go to 18 in the next 2 years. So I don't get the NFL, some of their thinking. You're taking something out that makes the NFL kind of cool. The
right.
Other good thing about the NFL is that everybody's trying to win. So I get what the Bears fans – go back to the Bears fans, right? I get what they're thinking. Like, they got to get back to the playoffs. Every NFL team, until they get down in 0-3, 0-4, right, is thinking week one, week two, how can we make the playoffs? So I like that. But, like, when they start taking goofy little rules, like, you know what I'm saying? And I get it. Some people – we can probably, you know what I'm saying, count how many times, you know what I'm saying, the first 6 weeks of the NFL last 7 years that anybody did an onside kick. But – it's the potential that it could be done. And now, you know what I'm saying,
right.
you're telling me they can't be done if I'm the team. Like, dude, if I'm the team in the head, we can't do it, man. These kids are going to be so messed up, Brad. If football's here for another 30 years, these kids are going to be so messed up.
tell me if you haven't heard this before. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert has another foot injury, but he'll be ready to go for regular season. But Herbert can't stay healthy.
That's bugged out, man. Jim Harbaugh is there to kind of turn things around, and he can't turn things around if the star player's not there, you know. So, but I hope doesn't sound like it could potentially be something that could repeat itself in the middle part of the season. It wouldn't be something that's going to stop him from the opener,
right?
From what I understand. But, like, no, it's still kind of – it's still very concerning, especially, like I said, it's a team that has to look itself in the mirror this year. They have high – they didn't hire Jim Harbaugh to come to be like just kind of like walk back into the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? They hired Jim Harbaugh to get to potential to the Super Bowl, I would assume. You know what I'm saying? I know that's in his mind because that's something he's never done before. So, or, you know what I'm saying? Win the Super Bowl. So, like, nah, man, this is another little back step for sure for them. But, like, he'll get back out there. Herbert, get back out there.
Yeah, also DeAndre Hopkins going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with an injury himself. That's huge. Obviously, we know that offseason he went to the Tennessee Titans, so that is a rival right there for the Colts, who are looking up to the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs and that team. And they've got a freaking I'm still working on my fantasy football. I got a draft coming up. Forget who their damn running back is. I had it on the top of my head, and now I'm going to have to look it up. Damn, why am I not thinking this? Joe Mixon. Yeah, they signed Joe Mixon. There's Joe Mixon back there in the backfield as well with Damian Pierce. So, Bobby Trees in the wide receiver, though. Yes, Houston's looking good. Colts got work to do. I know there was trash talk between C.J. Stroud and the Colts in the offseason, Colts linebackers.
Yeah,
so.
Just to tap in with the Texans, man. Their defense – but last year, their interior defense, you know what I'm saying, held teams to, like, what, three yards per carry, something like that. You know what I'm saying? I still expect just a little bit of regression from C.J. Stroud. I think there's going to be more – there's more tape on him. There's more – you know what I'm saying? I think – you know what I'm saying? We'll see, Brandon, does he have the ability to deal with – to overcome the adjustments that the defense might, you know what I'm saying, throw at him this year. In a second year campaign, but like nah, man,
right.
You kind of hit the nail on the head. Texans are definitely favored to win the South. They do need probably do to improve on their secondary. They brought in Jeff Okuda. Okuda. If anybody remembers that kid from Ohio State, he was highly retired out of Ohio State. Didn't necessarily kind of flamed out with Detroit, right? But
right.
Just kind of became casualty or whatever in Detroit. He's still a competent player. I mean, they also drafted another corner, so they addressed some of the things that they need to address. Like last year, their total secondary I don't think they registered over like 5 interceptions. And I'm not saying it's easy to do 5, but you know what I'm saying, that's not a pro bro secondary. If they only, you know what I'm saying, recover, you know what I'm saying, five interceptions, that means the interior is doing what it's supposed to do, and you know what I'm saying, giving them the push, giving them the right to speed up the quarterback. But no, man, they just got to get better in the secondary, and like I said, if Shroud can you know what I'm saying, fade, like you know what I'm saying, deal with the you know the adjustments of the second year adjustment, man, I think you know what I'm saying, the Texans are the way they go, for sure.
Segueing, we're gonna take a call. Segueing, the next article I saw when I was skimming through my headlines today was the Atlanta Falcons sold out their season tickets for 2024. So I have to believe that Nas had to buy his tickets for everybody in the family to head out for the Falcons season. Nas, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. No, I know a place on the loading dock where you can sneak right in, sir. I'll be continuing that tradition. I will be watching the games for free.
Damn.
But, man, salute to y'all for covering this stuff, man, because I didn't even know that all of those rule changes went in. And I'm sitting here listening to y'all like, man, the drop tackle one, I agree with. I like that one. The no run and start thing, that makes me think, okay, I drafted way too much Tyreek Hill this year, because if Tyreek Hill ain't getting those easy layup catches he got last year, I might want somebody else. At the top of that draft. The kickoff thing, yeah, whatever. They're going to have to show me that one because I still don't really get it. But, yeah, man, this is – they always tinkering, man. Sometimes you got to tell your auntie the macaroni and cheese you make for Thanksgiving is good. We don't need you to mess with the recipe. Just keep making it the same way you make it. So, it is
right.
What it is. The NFL Rules Committee, they're going to do what they're going to do, man.
Yep.
But, yeah, you guys are right on the Texans, though.
Yeah, I think they've got You know, I think they've got the team to, I'm not saying how far they're going to go, but obviously they can win the division. They did it last year. They could, you know, I think they can easily get themselves to a divisional playoff game. I still think, and I think you guys will agree, that it still runs through Kansas City and Patty Mahomes for the AFC side. Until they get beat, I don't see how you can't take them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Especially now Mahomes has more weapons. So this is not last year where they depended on the defense and kind of just squeezed out wins. Yeah, they're going back downfield again, man. So they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, crazy. I know, and John's the big future on the bandwagon with the future Hall of Famer, Patty Mahomes. So we've been preaching it, man. It's like, you get beat, you got to keep taking them. I mean, they make you look stupid if you don't. I mean, it's easy money. When they get down, I fire up that DraftKings. Let me see what that live spread is or what that live money line is. Please. Sure enough. My question is, what I think the biggest unknown team for me, just looking ahead, if I look at the AFC side of it, I honestly think it's the Buffalo Bills for me, guys. Man, you lost Diggs, Josh Allen. You're starting to lose some of your other pieces. He's getting older. He's came close. The defense, they've got rid of some guys on the defense. The window may have closed on Buffalo.
Yeah, Josh is going through what Mahomes went through the last 2 years, where you started losing talent because you just can't pay everybody because your salary is so much, so you're going to have to carry. So Josh Allen's going to have to be special this year, but also he can't take as many risks as he normally has been used to over the years, man. So we're going to have to see a little more buttoned up Josh Allen, and whether he can do that or not, I'm not sure, because, I mean, we all know he got a linebacker mentality. So I don't know if he's going to be able to do that, but I'm definitely going to be watching, man, because, dude, Josh is a great talent, man, so underrated because of so many of these big game losses. But, yeah, man, Josh is – he's a reincarnation of prime Cam Newton. Not New England Cam Newton. Prime Cam Newton. But, yeah,
right.
Shout out to Josh.
Yeah, and Miami, you know, John, we kind of toed the horn last year, man, with Miami. Okay, well, let's see what happens when they get to the playoffs and they got to play a cold weather team, right? Well, they have below zero temperatures heading to Kansas City last year. And I believe they got stomped. I don't have the score in front of me, but I believe they got just completely stomped. So, yeah, I question the Dolphins. Do I want to call them frauds? Maybe, just because they're a regular season team and they can't produce when it gets cold in December. And they had their chance, I believe, in the division to wrap that damn thing up and host the playoff game, and they couldn't do it. Faltering there towards the end. So in my other surprise team, not surprise team, but a team I'm not keep watching, Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow coming back. He's got a weird-ass hairdo going into this season. But between
right.
the hairdo with him, the wide receivers, obviously you're going to get a new running back in there for Cincy. It'd be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, Slim Shady. Joe Burrow is damn good too, man. And I think last year they did him a disservice, man. He was clearly limited. He had some kind of lower body injury going on early in the season. And they played him anyway, made him play through it. And I think that just derailed their whole season. If they had just let him rest and brought him back when they needed, I think they could have been, you know, the Bengals were used to. But, yeah, man, this is the same old game, man. Sorry, T. Higgins. They're not going to pay you. Jamar Chase, he's going to get paid eventually. But, you know, this is Cincinnati, man. They're going to drag it down to the last hour.
My one hot take. I'm going to go ahead and take it now. I'll give my take before, I guess what, the trade deadline is probably what, end of October. So I'll say before Halloween, Devontae Adams has himself shipped out of Las Vegas, and he'll probably be with Aaron Rodgers. You watch.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like to see that. But,
yeah.
Man, I don't know if I can trust A-Rod now, man. Did you hear his interview the other day where he's just, like, I don't know what happened with this dude to where he just decided normal football rules and protocol don't apply. He's talking to, like, the coach got to answer to him, and that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he talks around football. He talks around the Jets for sure.
He's one of those flat earthers, isn't he?
Nah, I don't know, man. He believes in the multiverse. I do believe this, man. But Aaron Rodgers, he thinks he's bigger than football, for real, sometimes, man.
Tonight you'll be able to see your new kickoff. Your new kickoff rules will debut tonight for that Hall of Fame game. So you'll be seeing how bad these scrubs will be able to do it tonight.
Cool. At least I know what's going on. And I'm with you on Aaron Rodgers, dog. Like, if you're on the Jets and you're a receiver or any skill position, just start watching the YouTube videos he watches, and he'll throw you the ball. That's all you got to do. Watch those videos, talk to him about some of his ridiculous ideas, and you'll get the ball.
And endorse Kennedy.
That won't help. That won't hurt.
John
F. Kennedy. That won't hurt.
What else you got? What do you got for him, John?
No, man, I want to ask you, man, did he get to see Zach Richardson in any of the summer league? What he thought of it?
Yeah, I saw him in the summer league. And this kind of brings me back to what the NBA just decided it's going to be now, because you just got to look at potential. So you say, okay, the length, the body type, speed, all of that stuff is there, but you're not seeing a finished product. So you don't know if you're looking at a Josh Childress or looking at a Paul George. Like, that's
you better not hope it's
I'm just saying. That's how far these splits can go when you watch these guys.
Yeah, he kind of looked like I was thinking the homie, did they get no playing time right now in the Olympics, Tatum, because he kind of fits that most. 6'9", they're going to play him at either four positions. But, like, he's only, like, what, 19? He ain't even 22 years old yet, man. So he don't even really have his man muscles just on him yet. But, like, man, he's got a lot of potential for sure. I kind of – they gave him a short curtain, I felt like, in summer league. I don't know if all that – at any point is all that going to come to jail. You know what I'm saying? If he does turn into a Tatum, like, is Trae Young going to be around? Because I had thought – I just kind of want to ask you about that. I had thought he was on his way out, too, out of town.
Yeah, I thought I was driving him to San Antonio so we could get rid of him and get our picks back. But somehow, he's still here. So I guess this front office thinks this is a playoff team when it's really just a play-in team that's paid like a playoff team. So they need to break it up. I don't know what's going on with that, man. But lastly, before I get out of here, I just want to say this, though, man. One thing Bill Simmons has gotten right this year was, looking at this draft, he said, you can look at this and compare it to a normal draft and say number one is possibly 7 in a good draft. So that's how I'm looking at him as a player. I'm not looking at him as a number one pick. I'm looking at him as a mid-tier lottery guy who we got in a draft to where, you know, the talent just wasn't there. And you just hope it works out. But, yeah, he's so far from can't miss. But I'm hoping for the best.
Right.
Well, at least you don't have to deal with Alexandre Sarr. I saw he went 0 for 15 in the game. Oh, boy. Trouble.
It's hard to go 0-15 in summer league, man. It's hard.
Right? Hell, even Bronny can give 4 points.
Right.
You know
12.
So, awesome, Nas. Thank you. Appreciate
it,
brother. Later,
man. Thanks, man.
All right. That's our guy, Nas. Great to always have him on.
Absolutely.
Thank our sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, Maverick Custom. Well, yeah, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance. Mavericks, we love you too, but, you know, we still love them. Call in number 929-477-3331. If you have one of Jonathan's takes, please call and let us know. He loves to do a little debating, so please give him a call. He'll debate you. Say what?
I said, how could they?
You want to talk a little Team USA basketball and Jason Tatum being a big baby on the bench and saying, I didn't get no playing time. So then he has to go to Kerr about it.
Is that what happened, or was it really
the
matchup?
I don't think it's the matchups. I think something happened between them that nobody's talking about, because why the F would Derek White get 15 minutes? I mean, damn.
Derek
he flew
White
over the last
They kind of got a different. Derek White's more of a guard, when you also say, than a wing. He's a wing defender. He is. He's also a little bit more consistent with his jump shot. Man, my goodness, Jason Tatum, God bless America, had an airball. I mean, he airballed one of them. I mean, hey, bro.
It's all right, don't John. People airball all the time.
Don't be what? Well, this not the NBA. What airballing with the Celtics, and they go, you know, you're going to get, you know, seven more shots is one thing, man. Like, listen, man, LeBron, I don't know if you know this, Brandon. I think this might be the tour, bro. The
he ain't recruiting.
You know what I'm saying? Not that, no, not that tour. I'm talking about the retirement tour. LeBron
oh,
James
of course
looks
it
like
is.
He's focused. He looks very focused. They got Kevin Durant, a friend of yours, right, out here talking crazy. With
that's
his,
the only thing
saying,
he can win.
Like he got big muscles. And Steph Curry's playing pretty consistent back. I mean, you know, he's doing
well. Well, he's one of 9, 0 for 6 last game. So.
Well, he ain't playing no defense. Well, you know, Steph Curry knows he's going to win. But,
right.
But I'm talking about prior, too. But Adebayo, they got enough. They're going to win the gold. They can't get super arrogant. But
right.
I, like I try to tell you, man, Brandon, like, you know, LeBron James, this is the award tour. This is the tour. Like, y'all, wait till the season starts.
Hey, man,
and
like
I don't
you
know
said.
If you gotta keep this pace up. I don't know if you keep this pace up, but, like, man, it's incredible to watch a 40-year-old person, man, right, you know what I'm saying, do what he's doing on the basketball court. It is.
Yeah.
Even in the tournament.
Joel Embiid got a goose egg. Did not play. I said it last show, John. He's not made for international basketball, NBA, international Olympic basketball. He's not.
I think so. Go back to Jason Taylor, and I think him too, man. I think because they think brand first, Brandon. They know they play for the Philadelphia 76ers. They know they play for the Boston Celtics. Right, two-story franchise. I think they take that very seriously. They also know they're playing for the Olympics, and they take in the United States. They take that also very seriously. But they also are brand guys, and they all kind of guys like worried about their perception of themselves and how they are portrayed to the public. You know what I'm saying? And they also have other agendas. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why Kirk came out and said, "Hey man, this ain't the drama of the NBA." You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time to deal with, like, you need 17 touches. You need to get the ball on the small, on the high post. You need to get the ball over. We ain't got time for that. Are you a professional basketball player? Are you not? You done got to this point. Can you hit these shots, period? If you can't, man, sit down, and then, you know what I'm saying? Brandon, let me ask you this. What dream teamer do you know on 1990? Like, ain't none of them, like, living for – ain't none of them broke. You know what I'm saying? So even Christian Laettner, who got like, backup minutes, man, like, I think he's a partial owner in the Memphis Grizzlies. You know what I'm saying? So either you can come, you know what I'm saying? You can just buy into this whole Olympic culture of basketball, you know what I'm saying? And get out there and defend. I think that's why Halliburton didn't play, to be honest with you.
He can't play D, man.
Because he doesn't play. And, like, again, Steve Kerr's not going to be, he's not Rick Carlisle. He ain't got to deal with that. He got to get out there. LeBron looks like he's ready to go. You know what I'm saying? LeBron looks like he's ready to go. I got to have him out there. Drew Holiday looks like he's ready to go. I got to have him out there. And they play like they're ready to go. So he got to have the players out there, but not nobody. Oh, man, I got to get warmed up, and I'm ready to pass. No, man, get ready to go. And
John,
go ahead.
I sat there the other night. I was bored. And we were watching the Olympics. Well, I almost said I was bored, but we were watching the Olympics, and I pulled out a piece of paper, and I was just trying to think, Team USA, how it's just kind of developed over the years. They've had great years. They've had bad years. I mean, come on now. The World Championships, we had JaVale McGee. Or last, we had JaVale McGee. Or World, last Olympics. Ugh.
Yeah,
but just looking at the roster and how it's the swan song probably for most of these guys. And I'm talking your LeBrons, your Anthony Davis, your Steph Currys, your Kevin Durants. You know, the changing of the guard is happening soon for Team USA. I kind of put my 12 to 13 players, I think, and this won't go to fruition until 2028, really. But I've kind of got my 12, 13 players, John, that I think who could be Team USA in 2028. I want to know your thoughts. So, obviously, Tatum, Bam, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese, and Derek White. Okay, I'll say those five are the carryovers.
Okay, sure.
Those are my five carryovers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of my names that I think could be, and you got to look at it now because we're looking 4 years out, right? The development, the growth, 4 years out. Obviously, Jaylen Brown, if he can fix his issue with Nike in the next 4 years,
right,
to be on that team. I think Booker could. I just don't think Booker's a good international player, personally, but I guess you could add him, Devin Booker, to that list. But I think Jalen Williams from the Thunder, Chet Holmgren from the Thunder.
He's Canadian.
I looked at his citizenship thing. They put American because I looked it up.
Okay, then you can get him in there.
Brandon Miller
from the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, Brandon Miller. He's got that type of body skill. The next 4 years, I mean, we're looking 4 years ahead, John. Not looking right this second. He could develop.
He's on the upswing. No ball, brothers.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Cooper Flagg, obviously. He should have been on the team this year, if you ask me. Regardless,
he would have got Christian Leitner minutes for real, Brandon. But
and this other one is I think he would develop in the next 4 years, and I think he would fit this team well. Hold on to your butts. I think Reed Sheppard.
Hold on, man. You said 20 what? So we'd be talking
2028, 4 years.
He looked like he got the goods on the upper swing. We got to get through the rookie season.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are who I think, if they could develop right, I think Miller and Shepard are the two that, with a little bit of 4 years developing, 4 years experience in the league, you're looking to teach the guard a little bit. I can definitely see it happen. So,
No Trae Young.
I don't think you can bring guns overseas on the plane.
Oh, well. No Big Zion.
No Big Zion. I don't think the seats are big enough. I mean, you could put Zion in there, but is his head going to be right in 4 years? Is it even right now?
I would hope he gets his act together, man, in the next 4 seasons, man.
He needs new scenery and a new training staff. He can't keep having the same one.
I wonder if that's who the Lakers kind of target after LeBron James and Anthony Davis kind of make their way out of town. Or work their way into retirement. Do they go after Big Zion? He's the next, like, dude, everybody sees it, man. I get it. He's not, like, but
it'll be a while.
You watch Zion Williams on a six-game, streak. I get it. You name the team. It doesn't have to be the Denver Nuggets or whatever. They're not that elite of a team just yet. But, like, man, you watch him, and he jumps out the gym. Great one-on-one player, gets to the line, but the off the court stuff is just wild.
I think he just signed a new year, John, a new deal, so he's on contract till 27-28.
I got a question for you. It ain't controversial, but it people ask me, will Team USA ever embrace a guy like our homie down in Dallas? I just know his name, man. Kyrie Irving.
They have before. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't. I mean, he's too old now. He won't do it. He won't do it. There's a reason why Steph and Durant and LeBron all did this one. It's one last go together. If these guys had one more in them, I think Kyrie could be in it. But with this being the last run, I can't see Kyrie wanting to do it. I really don't.
Well, Brandon, okay, check this out. I think our boy Tyrese might not make it. I mean,
absolutely. Well, there's a good chance he may not make it. He may flounder.
Because then Donald Mitchell might be available. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he could be. Absolutely.
Because Uncle Drew might not be here. Uncle Drew Holiday might be,
Right. No, I agree.
It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting, man. The NBA, what you're alluding to, Brandon, is that, yeah, man, when LeBron James goes, man, and, when Steph goes, it's kind of going to be like, I don't know, how old were you, Brandon, in 92, 93, when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and all those guys retired?
8 years old. Loved it.
Kind of how it was, man. It was like, dude, it's really – and then, Jordan was there – and Charles Barkley. I don't want to take nothing away from them, and you know, and later on Shaq and Kobe and all that. But like, man, Jordan was there to take over. But like, yeah, man, it was kind of hard. It was hard and magical at the same time. Watching Larry Bird retire, Mikhail retire, you know what I'm saying? James Worthy retire, Magic Johnson, you know what I'm saying? All those guys, man. I think that's where we at right now. But shoot, these dudes going out on top.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also you got to think about it. There's no one game we didn't talk about, Paul George, right? Paul George. Here's some names, and here's another one that was in the 2022. You got to look at as a big Paolo Banchero, Scotty Barnes, Mikal Bridges, Brunson, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Those are some names. De'Aaron Fox, Paul George, Aaron Gordon.
Know. You got to think like Grant Hill. Grant Hill, hey man, it's another Duke guy. They got pulling the strings, man. You got to think like him, man. He might pull in a Paul George. You never know.
Hey, can I get your opinion on something?
Sure.
Can you agree with me that it's time to pull this bullshit 3-on-3 in the Olympics? Mike,
don't do that.
God.
Nah, man. When the homie was there, they was killing the one homie from Purdue.
Don't worry, I'm not talking about Hummel. I'm talking about now. It's trash. Hot garbage.
I don't know what
Haley Van Lith playing that Olay defense. She didn't have defense when she was at Louisville. She didn't have defense when she was at LSU. And that shit sure as hell didn't carry overseas to Team USA. The other day I was watching, and they were just running circles through her.
Three, Brandon, I tapped in. This is kind of parallel. I tapped in the big three. Man, why was Gary Payton fighting with a player?
I didn't
Gary
see
Payton's
it.
A coach. Gary Payton, man, I'll send it to you.
Well, he's the glove.
Big three. I mean, 3-on-3 basketball, it's kind of cool if you're playing it. That's
no,
kind of cool. It is, Brandon.
No, not in the Olympics. That's more like Gus Macker, that type, man, not the Olympics.
Man, you took the word out of my mouth. I was going to say Gus Macker. That's for darn sure. But – I guess they're trying to find a lane in different things, man.
They don't
you know
need to. They got enough Olympic sports the way it is. We got breakdancing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's not a sport.
Breakdancing.
What are we doing?
Equestrian.
We're two Olympics away from having esports, if it hasn't been already, esports Madden being an Olympic sport.
Well, there is. They do have competitions, Brandon.
Oh, I know they
know what
do.
Saying?
But it'll be an Olympic sport.
But like, dude, you can't tell me. So you got a competition because your thumb is faster than mine. That's not you're not an athlete, sir.
Please tell me you saw today. Did you see the shooting?
You talking about the Olympics?
The homie. Yes, the homie today.
Yes.
So his opponent in the final had this little blurred lens, anti-blur lens. He had this little helmet on to help his scope see all this and distraction. All this.
Oh no.
His homie against him, John, cold-blooded, pulls out the gun, puts his right hand in his pocket, and just shoots it with no extra additives or anything. That dude is a cold-blooded sniper, killer, somewhere.
That's how he's supposed to be.
Oh, absolutely. And afterwards, they said, they interviewed him after, he goes, yeah, I don't need any of that stuff. I'm a natural shooter. If he ain't killed some people,
stupid. That's how Olympics, so like archery. When you talk about Olympics, like everybody, I know this crossroad sport, they be like, man, that show done got hijacked. I watched all the Olympics, man. I watched the equestrian. I couldn't believe it. The horse doing all the work. The horse runs through the whole little circuit, man. All the rider, the trainer, man, come on, man. But the
Yusuf Dykic, that's who it is. He's from Turkey.
You got gymnastics, Florida, and then track and field ain't started till it don't start till this weekend.
Yeah.
So, like... Yeah,
John Yusik from Turkey. This man, cold-blooded shooter, right hand on the trigger, left hand in his pocket. He don't need any of that extra shit on his eyes or on his lens. Just boom, right dead center.
Damn.
With a Luger in his hand.
FBI.
Yeah, no specialized lens, no eye cover, no ear protection. Got the silver medal.
Nah.
Everybody else, the video has gotten over 90 million views just today.
Nah,
51 years old.
The gold medal person needs to give up his medal.
Absolutely. Dude's 51. Solid. Just complete. Yep. I saw that today, and I said, my goodness. So, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to put it on our Crossroads Sports Twitter account because it is legendary.
There you go.
John, your boy retires today. Gordon Hayward, quick thing on that. I won't really spend too much time on
it. Man, I love me some Gordon Hayward, man. At one point, man, before I became a smart podcaster, I wanted Gordon Hayward to come back to Indiana and be a Pacer, man. But it wasn't meant to be. He had a good – I would say he had a pretty good run. He was an all-star at Utah. Definitely had a good run in Boston. They just didn't win the championship when he was there. They got a lot of bites at the apple, right? But Gordon Hayward ain't got to hold his head down for nobody. Maybe not an NBA Hall of Famer, but definitely an Indiana Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to never forget Butler. The two times, you know, the back-to-back runs, Final Four. I remember the one draft dude I knew talked, man, said, oh, man, Gordon Hayward's going to be the next Larry Bird. I said, little brother, slow down. I like Gordon Hayward, but don't compare him to Larry Bird. But, no, man, Gordon Hayward, he got a career. You know what I'm saying? You have to salute, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, definitely an Indiana Hall of Famer for sure, man.
Okay. Can I tell you something that's pretty cool? And this, I don't know if it's cool or if it ages us. Maybe it just ages us. Since Gordon Hayward announced his retirement today, Paul George is now the only active player left from the 2010 NBA draft class. He's the last out of the entire class.
That's crazy. Even out of the second round. That's crazy.
Yeah. I saw that and I thought that was ridiculous.
14 years. That's been a long time.
Yeah. By the way, putting him in.
Kawhi Leonard.
He wasn't the same year.
That wasn't the same year. Sorry.
Yeah, take that back. I'm not going to get on him, John, because he had a good season this year. But when we're posting Instagram videos and pictures of doing a 1,001 piece Lego to build a Eiffel Tower, and we ain't working on our game, I'm a little concerned, Miles. I'm a little concerned.
You really, Miles? Oh man.
I said I wasn't going to get on him. I'm just a little concerned.
They're trying to figure out, hey man, the little, you know, the capologists around here, man, that I know are trying to figure it out. How Miles Turner going to be a Pacer after free agency of next year, man? And there's a way that can happen, but the market is going to be after Miles Turner, y'all. That's the real deal. So say swan song because he kind of likes being here. I think the market was kind of after him before. If you think about it, you know what I'm saying? There was some overpaid. People were overpaid. They would overpay for Miles Turner, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? You think about some of these other inflated contracts, but it'll kind of be on. I wish DeKalb was on because he'd probably lose his mind about this Pacers conversation. But I think it's kind of be on him, man. If the Pacers get deep into a playoff situation, as they should be thinking. You know what I mean? I ain't saying championship, but if the Pacers be thinking about deep playoff conversation, man, they should be really thinking about bringing Miles Turner back again and not, you know what I'm saying, flipping their forces on if Jairus Walker going to turn into something or if, you know what I'm saying, Oscar Tshiebwe, who I know is on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying, what other projects they have might going on. So, you know, if they get another deep playoff run, why would Miles Turner get, you know what I'm saying, the contract that he deserves?
Yeah, I just, you know how I am with Miles. I just wish he would step it up.
So you can pull my Twitter for I'm like, man, trade Miles Turner, trade Miles Turner, trade Miles Turner. And like now, you know, I get it, man. They wanted to play faster. It's not that Sabonis doesn't play faster. It's that can't play fast. It just doesn't work with what they were trying to do. They want Miles Turner. They really want Miles Turner. Like if one of these other jokers can jump up, Brandon, and start blocking shots, God bless America, right? But that's kind of what they want Miles Turner to do, be the anchor on their defense. You know what I'm saying? I think the Pacers do want better defensive, you know what I'm saying, pressure at the point of attack, at the three-point line, right? They've been having that problem since how many coaches ago, you know what I'm saying, when they couldn't defend, you know what I'm saying, outside shooting. But, like, no, man, I think this is what they want out of Miles Turner. They want him to be a defensive anchor and a guy that can hit outside shots and to be dependent upon to get double-doubles, man. Like, that costs money, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
Julius Randle, let's say if Julius Randle is making in the neighborhood of $31 million or $35 million, that's probably what Miles Turner is going to be looking at if the Pacers, at season's end, 31, 35, Julius Randle. I get it. Julius Randle got a couple of more All-Stars than Miles. Miles Turner ain't got no All-Stars. Julius Randle maybe got two, maybe one. But what's the difference between Miles Turner and Julius Randle? Right? For real.
Right.
As far as dependability. One is super. One might got better flashy stats and got an all-star resume. The other one is more dependable and a better defensive player. But, like, you know, saying when they go back and, like, argue out their contracts with their teams, they're like, hey, man, I need to be making the same amount of money as Julius Randle. Hell, I done played more games than Julius Randle. And am I better? You know what I'm saying? Off the jump. So
right.
I think Miles Turner is going to get – he's going to be living in that neighborhood, man, hopefully still with the Pacers.
You're a Colts fan, or you were a Colts fan. I don't know where it's at, but I'll give you a little moment here to talk about Hall of Fame this weekend. Obviously, Dwight Freeney going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Man, come on, man. I ain't even got the man stats in front of me, man. Listen, I don't even know why the hell they let him go. He was one of them Cavs. He was after – was he before Peyton Manning after they had that conversation? No. He got cut during that same conversation. Peyton Manning retired. They let Dwight Freeney go. He still had juice left in the tank. It didn't make no sense to me, Brandon. They cut him and kept the other dude who was injecting, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't your boy Gregson, was it?
It might have. No, it wasn't. Gregson didn't have nothing to do with Dwight Freeney not being here. Because like, the good thing with Dwight Freeney, he ended up going, he bounced to, did he go to Atlanta first or did he go to the Cardinals first?
Might have been the Cardinals first.
Because he ended up going to the Super Bowl, and I was, you know what I'm saying, there ain't no way in the hell I was rooting for the Cardinals, you know what I'm saying, at that time. I was rooting for Dwight Freeney, man. Dwight Freeney was a cool guy, man. He come in with that New York, he's coming with that New York act. He come to the store. I don't know if you remember when we was over all working at Best Buy. He come over there in the PM, you know what I'm saying, grab a couple of Xboxes, plural, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, but he still talks to like everybody.
I remember Joe Dye going in there.
Yeah, he talked to everybody. Oh, yeah, those but I come in there buying all kind of games, right? But, like, no, Dwight Freeney's coming in just talking to us like regular people. Like, you know, not looking down. He reminds you that he's a coach, you know what I'm saying, all that. But, nah, man, I couldn't be more happy for Dwight Freeney, man. He had that spinneroony. Like, nobody does that. You're going to turn your back on your defender ever in football and think you're going to get the advantage. But we get that spinneroony move, got to Tom Brady a lot in his career. That was great. Didn't necessarily get to Roethlisberger as he should have. That was unfortunate. Didn't necessarily get to the running backs in Pittsburgh like he should have. That's unfortunate. But he got, like I said, man, got a lot of other pancakes, you know what I'm saying, with Bob Sanders. What was his running back? The other guy on the end. He's a coach now with the coach. Right, shame on me. I cannot think
Cato.
Of his name.
Cato Jim?
No. Man, anyway. This is about Dwight. Dwight Freeney's that guy, and he definitely deserves.
Nate Mathis.
Yeah. But he's definitely deserving of being in the Hall of Fame for sure. I get it, him not being a first time, you know what I'm saying, first timer, you know what I'm saying. His sack stats through, you know what I'm saying, no, his tackles, because that's what he's lacking. He didn't have great, he wasn't necessarily a great tackler, you know what I'm saying, but his sack stats speak for themselves, especially at his size and in the position and how he played it, man. So, man, I salute Dwight Freeney, man. They everybody talk about Peyton Manning, you know what I'm saying, walk on water here. You better be talking about, you know what I'm saying, during that era of time, you also be talking about Dwight Freeney as well, man. He's that dude.
Okay. Yeah, I figure I'd get you a little Dwight Freeney section there with you.
Nah, I love that dude, man. He had a lot of Dallas spunk in him, man. But, you know what I'm saying, man, he always used to miss tackle. He used to bug the hell out of me, though, man.
Right. I was just reading about DraftKings Sportsbook. Sportsbook, if your net winnings, there's going to be a surcharge beginning in 2025 in January. This can be applied to net winnings in Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont to lower the DraftKings effective tax to 20% in those states. So hopefully, I just saw a preview. Hopefully, it will not come to Indiana because that's bullshit that they're going to put a tax on your winnings. For sports betting, but so in those four states, Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, you are due up. John, go ahead.
What'd you think about Pittsburgh? I didn't hear you say nothing about the Pittsburgh training camp. You kind of glazed over that.
It's
not like they have terrible quarterback competition. See,
no, we're ready. We're playing both of them. I'm more worried about Russell Wilson.
Russell's clearly the starter.
For now.
Well, I was kind of disappointed though that it kind of slipped through my cracks, Brandon. I remember you saying everybody's gone in Pittsburgh. I didn't know Mason Rudolph went to Tennessee.
Oh yeah,
man,
completely changed the whole QB room.
Well, I would have kept Mason Rudolph. Be honest with you, man, that's like homegrown.
He didn't want to stay, Don.
Well, he didn't want to be the backup no more. He didn't want to be like.
He was
going to
be the third backup. He didn't want that.
Man, they talking about Malik Willis look good. He might be the third backup in Tennessee.
Steeler-wise, Fields looks good. Russ coming back from injury. He had a little calf hamstring. I'm not too worried. I saw packages where both of them were in at the same time. I think as long as Justin can keep his head on while Russ is the starter, I think it's Justin's to take over. I really do. The running game wise, I think we're all right. Defense, Patrick Queen coming over from Baltimore. He's looking fast. And him on the opposite side of TJ Watt. Woo! Look out. I'm worried about the second. I'm worried about the wide receivers.
I'm glad you said that. Do you see a trade potentially made?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
They still have roster spots open.
I
haven't even thought of this question. Do you want that guy, pissed off wide receiver, from San Francisco?
Give me any of the three. Give me Ayuk. Give me DK Metcalf. Metcalf apparently wants out, and Pittsburgh is a destination. I forget who the other third wide receiver is.
How many miles on that? How many miles on that car, man?
Don't matter. He doesn't have to go deep. That's what Pickens is for. And Calvin Austin and Quez Watkins and Roman Wilson when he comes back from injury.
Brandon, I'm not saying I'm a know-it-all, but I'm saying I don't know if he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, but give me your third one. He's not a Steeler. DJ Metcalf, I can't see it.
I sent you a text the other day Ayuk ain't happy? Come on over, man. And they definitely have to do it now because Roman Wilson, the third-round draft pick out of Michigan, got hurt and carted off 2 days ago. So now they kind of got to look. But no, John, the latest they're saying is Brandon Ayuk or DK Metcalf, or I don't even know where this one came from, but a Tyreek Hill has been talked about being traded to the Steelers. I don't know where that one came from. I think of the three, that's the hardest one for me to believe, but
and there definitely won't be no interdivisional trade. So, Higgins is not coming over there.
If you ask me, I would rather go Ayuk and then Metcalf.
Okay, right. My West Coast people say, man, Brandon, he's gone. He's just looking for them to find somewhere for him to go.
There's also talks about Alan Lazard possibly coming over from the Jets. To Pittsburgh, but they got to figure something out there. That wide receiver core is not deep. It's Pickens, it's Roman Wilson, Van Jefferson right now is your number two, John, and we saw what he did really in down there in L.A. Running backs gives a little bit of a situation. Obviously, Jalen Warren's coming back, had a huge season. Naj trimmed about 30 pounds, John, in the offseason, and this is a contract year for Najee. They declined the fifth-year option, but it did not mean that they were done with him. They're still in talks for a possible contract, so this is Naj's big season. Going into it, playing for a contract, so I think he's going to leave it all on the table.
No, I just wanted to pick your brain real quick, man. I know I didn't want to necessarily think y'all just glazed over the Colts, too, man. Colts took a bad injury in training camp. Samson Ibukam, I know I messed up his last name, shame on me, but he's the guy, they just brought him in on free agency, about a year and a half ago, man. He came in, and he had a pretty good season last year. I know, it wasn't necessarily Pro Bowl, you know what I'm saying, but, 9.5 sacks ain't nothing to sneeze at, you know what I mean? I told you before, the Colts are still under – they just about like the Bears. I think the Colts got a great defense. This is a setback because this is going to tinker with Well, I potentially great defense.
Great's a big word.
Well, I know there's still, listen, Brandon, there's still concerns about in the secondary, but if, okay, let's say if this kid didn't get hurt. Let's say, that, you know what I'm saying, the Samson kid didn't get hurt, and you got the Lautu kid, who they say pound for pound should have been a top five, you know what I'm saying, defensive end come out of college. He just, the injury, you know what I'm saying, the injury was the red flag with him, and they said the coach just kind of, he just kind of fell into, well, not just fell in the lap, but like, he, you get my point, he should have been higher
right.
in the draft. But like, no, man, this kind of puts up his clock. Just a little move, but he's gonna get more tick on the field so long as he stays healthy. But I don't think that's necessarily what the plan. That the plan was like, hey, man, guess what? After you know, say our starter is, you know, what I'm saying, he was gonna be, you know, saying, our boom, our monster off the bench. Now
right.
your monster off the bench might be, shoot, he might be starting by week six. You know what I'm saying? Given how the NFL is, you know what I'm saying, bone-on-bone industry, you know what I'm saying, everybody gets hurt every day, you know what I'm saying, every game. So, but no, man, I think – but the Colts are going to be a better defense. How about that? Can you at least afford me that? I think the Colts are going to be a better defense this year, and I think they're going to be a team that kind of leaned on that so that, okay, quarterback, here's the ball. Go
yeah, they have to. Man, okay. Gus Bradley's job's
yeah, okay,
on the line.
Right. Everybody's right. So I think that's kind of where – I think that's kind of where they were – where it at. I mean – I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see. This offensive line is older. I get it's more experienced right now. The offensive line is older. They got a younger quarterback. Some things that they got to tutelage out because they still don't have a whole lot of playing time with him. You know what I'm saying? So from a coach standpoint, you hope that they become, you know what I'm saying, they've absorbed each other, are absorbing one another. You know what I'm saying? Getting what do they call it, Brandon? That timing and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, man, nobody want to see him hurt. You know what I'm saying? They want to see him, you know, I get it, man. He's going to have to learn how to slide and all those things or run out of bounds and understand there's a play for another day. But, like, he has a great arm, a good arm. He got a good arm. He ain't got a great arm. Man, dude, this dude can overthrow some receivers. But, like, you hope – those are the things, like I said, that the Colts got to – be thinking, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know what I'm saying? And but like I said, their defense should be rock solid. I think, you know what I'm saying? Because Brandon, they got to keep up with the Joneses. Texas is not going to do. Texas ain't doing you no favor. The Tennessee Titans, come on, they still juggling, trying to figure out who their quarterback's going to be. Man, there's potential Mason Rudolph going to start some games this year, y'all. For real, for real. Will Levis, are you taking these man even for real? No.
I got three quick hitters before we bring Decon on.
Yeah, oh, he called in. Sweet.
Three quick hitters for you. Number one,
yeah.
Another electric thing that's going to be in the NFL in games now is that they're going to be interviewing head coaches during the in games like they do the NBA. Not just at halftime now. It's going to be like middle first quarter, middle second quarter, fourth quarter, interviewing
Man,
these coaches.
You know what that is? That's TV. That's all TV people. One
more
media.
The first person to come get out of my face.
Man,
Belichick next year gets it.
Listen, who's the next? Bill Belichick would do. I can't see Bill. I mean, Belichick, I know, is not necessarily got a job right now.
Don't be shocked if he's back in New England next year. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there right now.
Come on, man. They're going to get more than 1 year.
You know how some people are married for so long and they just – They break up and they're gone from each other for a year and then they get back together. I think that's what we're getting. They had their best ties together. It's happening.
They ain't getting back together.
You're not telling me you can't see it happening either. It definitely could happen. I think it will. Second question for you. Please tell me you saw the boxing thing today.
Boxing.
Women's boxing in the Olympics?
Oh, no. What happened? You got knocked out?
Well, there is a there's a big controversy going on because this Italian female was top of her class, and she ended up having to fight a female that had a XY chromosome that was actually born a male. So... The fight started, and she got popped four or five times, and in 45 seconds, she says, I'm done. This ain't fair.
So the Olympics said this is okay, though? The Olympics are sanctioned then?
Yeah. This person's been banned from being from competing before. It was a man punched a woman several times.
Okay, so wait a minute. So wait a minute. For real. Before we bring Decott on. So Brittany Griner the basketball player, she does have like a little goofy, she's a woman, but she does have a little goofy little thing going on with her chromosomes. But you're saying this boxer lady thought a dude.
Yes. This dude was born a male. Born as a male, XY chromosome. Six foot, six five, and just start popping this girl.
Man, we probably gonna get in trouble, but I'm trying to tell you, man.
You get in trouble.
Men should play versus men.
Thank
you. Whether they be black, white, Hispanic, or whatever, Asian, whatever. And then women should play against women, follow suit what I just said.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why nobody even says it. Like even when like the homie
you can't cross the lines with that.
Right?
Not with sports.
But, like,
you can't cross in sports.
It doesn't even make sense. Like why would I want to wrestle a lady?
John,
you know what I'm saying? Why would I want to race
she
against
came
a
in
lady?
There. The video is nuts. That person comes out there and just started laying the lumber.
Nah, man, you can't do that. When it comes to physical feats, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying golfing, take that off. Like, women should be women golfers versus, like, no. Tennis, I get in this intersectional matches, that's kind of cool. Like,
right.
No. And I get race car driving, but that's the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, if you got a physical thing, like, nah, keep it separate. Sorry, y'all. We got enough gold medals to pass out.
Exactly. And the last one. Speak to me like I'm a toddler with the latest convention with Robert Downey Jr. being named this next character in a film series coming up. Break it down for us.
Man, I can't get political, man. It hurts my soul, man. He's a capable enough actor to pull off the character that he's wanting to pull off, Dr. Doom. But the fandom, there's some movies, they've seen you for the last 20 years as a different character. So it's kind of like jarring.
Okay.
From a film, it's kind of like jarring. But he can pull it off, though. I think Robert Downey Jr. is one of the best actors we've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? But, like, this is just some egotistical type of stuff. And he's getting paid a lot of money to do it. So, you know, there's that. But I'm not a fan of it, but I'll watch it. But they should have cast somebody else.
Okay. Because I saw your tweets, and then I saw some stuff. I was like, man, I don't know the equivalent of this.
I don't know if you know
means.
Cillian Murphy, the fandom one is Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
He's an actor. Yep. He played in the Scarecrow and the one in Batman movies, and he was in the other movie, Oppenheimer. That dude should be Dr. Doom. That son of a gun is creepy as hell, and he can do the voice like Dr. Doom. It'll be the cool Dr. Doom. But, like, he probably wants $45 million. And Robert Downey Jr. probably got $40 million per movie. Robert Downey Jr. is making $80 million to do two movies.
God bless America.
Correct.
Speaking of that, let's bring on America's heartthrob, Decott. What's going on, Decott?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, before I get started, JB,
hey, man.
JB, if you don't respond,
you
hey, JB.
Michael, are you
no,
Are you Martin
Ricky
Martin?
I'm doing I'm Ubering.
He's more sensational,
Sherry.
Oh, okay.
So listen, before I get started, JB, I sent you a message about 3 days ago. I'll leave it at that. Second thing is, I want to talk about this Steve Kerr and the NBA / Olympic basketball team as it's currently constructed. I've said this before. I believe that the team is constructed poorly. You look at what you've got, right? And I'm not talking about just players. I'm talking coaches as well. You're talking about Joel Embiid off injured. You're talking about Kevin Durant, offense, yeah, he had a couple of good games. He didn't have a good game today. Then you're talking about your boy, the Claw, who's no longer on the team. And then our guy, Tyrese Halliburton. I think they were constructed poorly with the wrong coaching staff. And I'll say this because good. So when you go into this type of situation, all the players and the coaches have to understand who they are and what their responsibilities are when they go overseas. I don't see that that's been done. I gave a little bit of hell about the Jason Tatum thing on social media. But, again, you have to – you know, don't tell me the hour before the game that I'm not playing, right? This has to be done before I come over, right? And we talk about where
right.
we are and what we aren't going to do. It's disappointing that, you know, yeah, they're going to get the gold medal this year, and that's all cute and wonderful. But think about this. Their best players are 40 and 37. And, Brandon, I know you talked about guys who talk about replacing and all of that. It doesn't matter. They don't have the will internally. They don't have the intestinal fortitude, in my opinion, to after this Olympic game, to win in the Olympics in 2028. Somebody's got to convince me and make me understand why it makes sense that they would think they would win the gold medal after the showing that they had of their two best players will be long retired once this next Olympics comes into play.
Well, I don't know, D-Kai. Somebody's gonna rise among the ranks. I don't know how long you can listen. I don't know if you listened to the show earlier, man. Brandon got a list of NBA guys.
I listened to his list. I was on my way to my Uber job over in Shelbyville, so
I didn't listen to it.
But I'm not impressed, man.
Well,
it has to be a team.
Well, listen. I think Tyrese Halliburton, it kind of just fell into him, man. John Morant.
I'm gonna put him on mute. Decott, I got him on mute, man. It's coming through too loud, Decott.
Tyrese was put into a situation he couldn't refuse, man. So however Grant Hill or the committee feels about Trae Young, they passed on Trae Young. However the committee feels about John Morant was a media nightmare with the guns and the strip club and the money and the photographs and on TMZ. Like they can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't think of Fox. Like you can think about De'Aaron Fox, but like De'Aaron Fox is kind of he's kind of wavered. He's went up and went down as far as winning is concerned with the Sacramento Kings. So Tyrese Halliburton's kind of found himself in an offer he couldn't refuse, but he put himself over there and, like, you know what I'm saying, I think some of his ways kind of made their way, you know what I'm saying, apparent. Like, Steve Kerr's not
going to
play.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a sexy roster, and I don't think it's going to be because everybody that we've seen play for so many years, that's changing the guard. So people are going to have to step up.
I still do question Kawhi Leonard because Kawhi Leonard is often injured. And everybody knows he pissed his way out of San Antonio because they knew better to give it. Like, dude, we can't give you $200 million. And then somehow he got it, you know what I'm saying, but from the Clippers, you know, a couple times or whatever. But nah, man, he should never been put on the, you know what I'm saying. I get it. He's he's revered in American basketball as a great basketball player. And I get it. You might see a good, you know what I'm saying, 40, 50 game. What did he play, 55 games this year, something like that? You know what I'm saying? He'll have a good game. He'll have a good game stretch. He'll have a two or three good game stretch, and then he'll sit for seven, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't hyperbole. So, yeah, I kind of question some of the guys that was on the team because, like, they don't give 100% for their own damn team. How they gonna give 100% for the Olympics? You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know.
Okay. A little bit of housekeeping. Next week, show will be back on Wednesday. We'll have it back on, I think, on for now, tentatively, yes, next Wednesday night. John, I actually leave the following week on Monday for vacation. I'll be gone for a week, so we'll have no show that following week. Then we'll be back for football, probably on a Tuesday, because my first night back, I've got a fantasy football draft on that Wednesday night, so we'll have to move the show that night, but man, fantasy football season's here. Football is here. We're gonna dive. We got plenty to talk about with college football. We haven't even started college. Tanner's ready to join us back again, So we'll have him as well. Conversation always continues on Facebook. It also continues on Twitter. Message us. Tell us your hot takes, what you like, what you don't like, what you think's better. You know, we're excited to finish watching the Olympics. I'm ready for track and field. I'm excited to see that. Olympic golf just started as well. We've got the Hall of Football, Pro Football Hall of Fame game tonight. We got preseason games starting next week, so I can't wait for that. John, I'll let you kind of do your thing and finish us off.
No, man, next week's going to be a big show, man. It probably should be the – we're going to call it the Hall of Fame edition. so I guarantee you it's going to be a strong – we're having a couple of surprises next week for sure, y'all. So y'all tune in, man. But, like, normally I think we had a pretty – incredible show tonight. I didn't text Brandon this, man. You know AEW's trying to get Shane McMahon?
I saw him sitting in a room with Tony Khan. By the way, this is live reaction of the new kickoff I'm watching. So they highlight the landing zone from the 0 to the 20-yard line. Two players in it. The both sides of the teams are 5 yards apart. It's almost like a pooch punt. And then they get a – I don't know, guys. I don't know. It's going to take some getting used to. That was a little funky. I don't know.
Jury's
still out.
Is the jury still out, y'all? But, like, nah, man, great show tonight, man. I know I'll still be tapped into the Olympics, man. I think the only team that kind of gives me a pause, Brandon, is Team Canada. You know, they got a couple NBAers on that squad with Lou Dort and R.J. Barrett, Dylan Brooks, man. You know they kind of got a little – they're kind of small inside, though. But, like, I'll be tapping into that. Other than that, man, I think we had a great show tonight, man. I know. We didn't talk about a little bit. You know, to preface it, to talk about, we would probably do a whole little bit more deep dive next week, right, in college football. The Pac-12 technically ain't dead. It just ain't 12 teams.
No, it's still there. It's just two teams.
It's Oregon State, y'all, and Washington. And as I looked at a couple of, I looked at a couple preseason. Everybody since puts out their preseason predictions. Ball State's Cardinals
dead last
tonight, Brandon. I don't think they're gonna finish tonight, Brandon. I really don't. I'm not saying they better than Western Michigan or Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Some of the better. You know what I'm saying? Those teams always are kind of floating up the top of the MAC. But, like, nah, man, I think Ball State finishes better than ninth in MAC play. But, like, nah, man, all that information. But, like, nah, man, it was crazy to see Cal and Stanford in the ACC. And Stanford, they got Stanford. It's 17 teams. It's 17 teams in the ACC now. And Stanford is predicted to be dead last. So Stanford, you couldn't stay out west with Washington State. That's my suggestion. Stay out with Washington State and Oregon State. Y'all should just, you know, see, rather be dead last. You could be, you know what I'm saying, third or fourth in the 5-man conference, man. Both of those teams, man. So I don't know. I don't even know if that going to be a real thing after this season. Those teams still going to be in the ACC?
Ooh, I don't know.
I hope not. I hope not, but, like, no, man. Outside of that, man, this has been episode number 309, man. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Enjoy the Hall of Fame game. This has been the Crossroads Sports Show. I'm Jonathan Burson. That's Brandon Reeves. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.